Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown here with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast, and this time we're looking ahead to our second most valuable meeting of the whole year. It's on Friday evening, the 22nd of August, and it's the EcoSave Solar Lanark Silverbell Race Night. It's a 7-race card that gets underway at 5:05. It goes all the way through to 8:05. And then afterwards, there's great entertainment as we welcome back Hamilton Park legend George Bowie. He's got an incredible set of GBX anthems, so plenty going on before, during and after racing. As I mentioned, our second most valuable meeting of the whole year. It's worth nearly £203,000 in prize money, and our feature race is the Heritage Handicap, the EcoSave Solar Lanark Silverbell itself. It's a historic race dating back, the trophy itself, the original, to the 12th century. It's been with us at Hamilton Park since it was restaged back in 2008. It became a Heritage Handicap in 2022, and this year, a really good competitive renewal. There's a chance of a Scottish winner as well, because we've got quite a few Scottish runners in the race. Jim Goldie, for example, he's triple-handed with Failak, who's a regular in the race, Spanish Hustle and Taft Sir. Failak, as I say, he's running in this race, believe it or not, for the fourth year running. He's finished in the race runner-up in last year's renewal. He's also been third 2 years ago and was fourth in 2022. Another horse that could well go well that's trained in Scotland, I think, is Paddy the Squire, trained in Dumfriesshire by Ian Jardine. Ian won the race back in 2017 with a mare called Sipal. That was before it became a Heritage Handicap. And Paddy the Squire has actually finished second in this race as well, second 2 years ago. He was set to run in the Ebor at York on Saturday, didn't get in the race, but he's also had this as a backup, and I think he'll go really well. He was a very impressive winner at Thirsk last time, and he knows Hamilton Park pretty well, and apparently he's fancied to go close by Ian Jardine. Jim Goldie, incidentally, as I mentioned, three runners in the race. He won this very race back in 2022 with Wiki Wiki Wheels. Defiance is the class act in the race, off a mark of 99, top weight for Sylvester D'Souza and Roger Varian. Roger was successful 2 years ago with Postilio. And we've also got a Scottish-owned horse in the race, Sporting Silvermine. Lanarkshire businessman Gordon McDowell, now retired, has made a comeback as an owner. We've seen his colours enjoy plenty of success in the past at Hamilton Park, and Sporting Silvermine's actually trained in Newmarket by James Owen. Now, I mentioned Ian Jardine, he's got Paddy the Squire in the feature race. In the valuable Darley EBF Novice Stakes, he also runs Tiernan, and Tiernan's got good course and distance form. Here at the track, he was a very close third to Naran in the listed Glasgow Stakes back in July. That was over course and distance. He's since been given a very lofty BHA handicap mark of 101, and he's got to go close under Paul Mulrennan. And I mentioned Gordon McDowell. At one time, he was the owner of the Belstain Racing Stables in Carluke, that, of course, we remember with the likes of Keith Dalgleish coming with plenty of runners and winners to Hamilton Park. He's also got a horse called Far Above Dream in our 7:05, the Contrevol, the Traffic Management Handicap. And again, this horse is also trained in Newmarket by James Owen. James, incidentally, seven previous runners here at the track without any success. Great night in prospect. Believe it or not, it's our 14th meeting of the season. 18 meetings in all. We've got four still to go. Our next meeting is on Wednesday the 3rd of September. That's our final evening action of the year. And as always, more details on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. And get to that website as soon as you can for all the best deals, because if you book the tickets in advance, you get them cheaper. See you racing soon at Hamilton Park.